This is Kathy Beal of EmpowermentUnlimited.net with Astro Insight for January 2018. January is especially true to its namesake this year, Janus, the god with two heads who looked simultaneously into the past and into the future. The month is a lengthy and powerful process of understanding and clearing out last year while setting and working toward new goals. It begins and ends with supermoons, which take the emotional tides of a full moon to larger-than-life extremes. The first is the largest supermoon of the year, the Cancer full moon on January 1st or 2nd, which christens the year with an emotional salt bath and encourages lingering in it. It brings awareness of the reliability and sustainability of our relationships and desires, which fall across a spectrum from tangible and grounding to achingly out of reach. The waters link the depths and heights of our beings, a non-rational navigational tool that will guide us into the fall. Read more in my forecast for the Cancer full moon. The other bookending supermoon is the Leo lunar eclipse on January 31st, which delivers an impassioned status report on how visibly and brightly we are expressing ourselves. It comes with revelations, departures, and chapter closings. Some relate to last August and bring more clearing out. Most relate to who is and who is not capable of perceiving you. Between those milestones, we're in a gauntlet of clarifying breakthroughs and gear shifts. The first week brings the whirring of cosmic machinery going back online. It's allowing for movement and progress, though time is still crawling. It's palpably crawling forward for a change. Epiphanies abound on January 6th in a nice coinciding of the cosmos and the church calendar. Whether they are surprising or unexpected or just a needed shakeup, they deliver the incentive to reach for more, dive deeper, and make daring, intimate connections. Opening ourselves to wanting and having, not the same thing, leads to a monumental day of embracing desires and making them manifest. The powerhouse occurs on January 9, when Venus, the Sun, and Pluto meet in Capricorn, fusing the planets of mere mortal and primal desire and money, and then fusing that combination into our core. This lineup strips goals to the minimum and renders them non-negotiable. We're hardly pawns of greater forces in this either. A Venus-Mars sextile creates openings for actively going after what we want. Our thinking and information flow turn to the concrete and practical when Mercury enters Capricorn on January 11th for a brief stay through the rest of the month. His matter-of-fact approach offers steady footing with relationships and agreements in a growth phase after the ninth's monumental developments. Tweaking, breakthroughs, and just plain breakage are possible January 12th through 14th as Venus and the Sun headbutt Uranus and his lightning bolts of radical change. Our hearts get very much on board, obsessively and passionately so, at the Capricorn new moon January 16, which is conjunct Pluto, Lord of the Scythe, and our deepest desires. Change is inevitable. Resistance is futile. Relationships and the atmosphere immediately lighten with Venus moving into the objective friend mode of Aquarius on January 17 and the Sun following 2 days later. Pair their big picture perspective with downloads from above when Mercury sextiles Neptune on the 19th. The combo paves the way to massive refocusing clarity and determination on January 24, when Mercury takes Pluto's knife to thinking and communicating. Optimism and high spirits enter the scene in the month's final week. Visions of bigger and better permeate thoughts and conversations as Mars enters adventuresome Sagittarius on January 26, where he'll remain through mid-March. As the month ends, we're still fine-tuning relationships and agreements which have to make room for expansion as well as for our true natures, the key theme of the Leo full moon. Amid the fiery, self-focused drama, Mercury takes off into Aquarius for nearly 3 weeks. His shift bodes well for rational conversations as the decidedly non-rational eclipse plays out. If you'd like to know more about what this year holds in store, visit my site, empowermentunlimited.net, and look under the Classes tab for my 2017 Solstice Talk and 2018 Overview, which is available on MP3 and video. You can also sign up for my mailing list and get, as a thank you, my Guide to Jupiter in Scorpio. I am Kathy Beal, a professional astrologer with more than 30 years' experience. If you visit empowermentunlimited.net, you can listen to my weekly podcasts, sign up for my mailing list, and book a session with me. You'll find me on Facebook at Empowerment Unlimited and the Astro Insight Lounge, and on YouTube at the Professional Aquarian Channel.